Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. MR, Number 131. The Gospel and Health Reform. Release requested by Waddell for use in his university dissertation on preventive medicine. If the living machinery were properly cared for, there would not be today 1,000th part of the suffering that there is. We are God's children, and we are to be apt students in studying the philosophy of health. If we are well, we should learn how to keep well by studying to some purpose the principles of health reform. Seventh-day Adventists should not follow the health-destroying customs of the world because it is the fashion to follow these customs. Great light has been shining in regard to medical missionary work. Had our people accepted this light when first presented, what a change would now be seen in the ranks of Sabbath keepers. If we do not heed this light, our candlestick will certainly be removed out of its place. The Lord has been withdrawing His presence from some who have had great light, but who have failed to walk in accordance with this light. The medical missionary work is to be to the Lord's cause as the arm is to the body. The gospel and the medical missionary work are to advance together. The gospel is to be bound up with the principles of true health reform. Christianity is to be brought into the practical life. Earnest, thorough, reformatory work is to be done. True Bible religion is an outflowing of the love of God for fallen man. God's people are to go forward in straightforward lines to impress the hearts of those who are seeking for truth, who desire to act their part aright in this intensely earnest age. We are to present the principles of health reform before society, doing all in our power to lead men and women to see the necessity of these principles and to practice them. As health reformers, it is a part of our work to make known to the world the principles of health reform. The question of diet means much to everyone. I am charged to instruct our workers to demonstrate the value of the health reform principles, for such a demonstration will give them wider influence. In our churches, instruction should be given in the principles of healthful living. We need a faith that is a working efficiency. A message of counsel concerning the presentation of the health message, written to a veteran Seventh-day Adventist physician leading out in establishing a medical institution in Australia. Do not speak words that will irritate or offend. The Lord desires you to guard every point in your character. You can be a blessing in communicating to others your knowledge of the truth and of health reform, but do not enter into a detailed explanation of the bodily functions, as you have often done in the past. Dwell on that which it is necessary to know in order to preserve health, using such simple language that children can understand you. But the intricacies that a physician must know in his profession do not interest those who are profoundly ignorant. The Lord loves you, and He desires you to do with power the work given you. When speaking to the people, do not seek to present something original and new. Give short talks, right to the point, on practical subjects. Thus you can feed starving souls. I feel anxious that in our old age, we who have known the truth for so long shall become mellow in spirit and in our methods of labor, that we shall understand the simple, yet important and comprehensive truths of the third angel's message, and that we shall receive these truths in the love of God and impart them to others. My brother, you need not feel that you are too old to train your voice. You talk in too low a tone. Open your mouth and use your abdominal muscles in sending forth the sound. Just now you are excellently situated for learning to talk clearly and distinctly. When talking to the workmen, take in deep inspirations and let your tones be full and round. Thus you will gain in health. Your delivery will improve, and your efforts to help the people will be crowned with success. The Lord has not forsaken you. He desires you to grow in grace, to increase in ability to help the people. But if you interest them, You must speak right to the point, and you must stop before you think you are half through. I cannot endure the thought of any of our aged believers decreasing in influence and efficiency. The Lord wants you to cooperate with Him in making all you can of yourself. If you will unite willingly with Him in this work, your last days will be your brightest and best. Heed the cautions which I have given you. Keep close to the clear lines of truth, and do not let your voice sink so low that the hearers can scarcely catch the sound. You will be much benefited health-wise if you will put forth determined effort to make your voice heard. It is a God-given duty to improve in speech, and this you can do if you will try with determination. Released 1961.